Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Annika Feberway. She is a veterinarian at GD Animal Health in the Netherlands. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to talk about mycoplasma. You gave a keynote address at the International Avian Respiratory Disease Conference on this subject, and I guess let's start with the good news. The good news is that Mycoplasma gallisepticum is pretty much under control. You're not seeing as much of it as you used to.
Yes, for Mycoplasma gallisepticum, I think its clinical economical relevance is not subject of debate anymore.
And that's the good news, but you know, they say when you close a door, you open a window. I understand that Mycoplasma synoviae is now becoming more prevalent in poultry?
Yes, if we look at the history of Mycoplasma synoviae, it has been, its clinical relevance has been much more subject for debate, but it has changed the last 2 years now because of variant strains that are now emerging, like the strains causing egg shell apex abnormalities and egg drops, and the strains, the atropatic strains causing infectious synovitis, they are emerging worldwide and also more reported worldwide.
And is this primarily in breeders and layers, or are you seeing it in broilers as well?
The egg production drops due to MS and the eggshell apex abnormalities we observe in layers as well as in reproduction stock. And we also see that some flocks, it can be present about 3 to 5%, but other flocks, we have seen flocks that at 25%, producing 25% of those eggs.
And so in terms of symptoms, what are the primary differences between gallisepticum and synoviae?
Mycoplasma gallisepticum in general causes respiratory disease in broilers, in layers, also in the turkeys, and is often accompanied with air sacculitis, responsible for increased mortality, increased morbidity, but also increased condemnation rates at slaughter. And for MS, we have more variation. We observe the atropatic strains, which cause infectious sinusitis, especially in layers, but they are more important for turkeys. We know that in turkey flocks, about 75% of the flocks can be affected, which is also a cause of increased condemnation rates and can have huge economic consequences for the poultry farm. So, and then we have the respiratory variants, which cause similar respiratory signs as Mycoplasma gallisepticum, also in broilers especially, accompanied with severe air sacculitis and also increased condemnation rates at slaughter. And then we have the oviduct strains, which are described since 2005 and which are a cause for production losses, and the eggshell apex abnormalities.
So I know that vaccination was very successful in helping to manage gallisepticum. What about for synoviae?
If you look at the reduction of clinical symptoms, we've shown that for the production of eggshell apex abnormalities, you can use the vaccine, live vaccine. It's the same as with Mycoplasma gallisepticum. We see that the vaccination reduces the clinical symptoms.
So how do you go about, if you're having some of the problems that you described? I mean, do you first start with diagnostics, or what is the normal procedure for trying to get synoviae under control?
Do the right diagnosis. If we looked at the atropatic strains, we know that lesions are mainly localized at the hock and the foot joints. And when you open them, they are filled with purulent material, and you can put a swab in it and do a MS-PCR and general bacteriology, because you want to take the whole spectrum, but you have a differential diagnosis to investigate at that time. MS is at your list, but also other bacterial agents for infectious synovitis.
How important is biosecurity in the management of synoviae?
Strict biosecurity was in the past, now is very important and will become more important, because our poultry industry is growing with increased poultry density, multi-age housing. It's the important, most important tool to prevent the horizontal transmission of Mycoplasma synoviae and Mycoplasma gallisepticum between through introduction of contaminated materials, contaminated persons, but also contaminated contacts through egg transport, feed transport. So strict biosecurity is very important to reduce the risk of horizontal transmission.
Now, in throughout the poultry industry around the world, but particularly in Europe, there's been a big decline in antibiotic use. Does that have anything to do with the increase in synoviae? Because I know it is a bacterium.
No, I think that synoviae, the most important reason that the prevalence of Mycoplasma synoviae is high, clinical economical relevance has not been recognized for the last six decennia, like for MG. So that's the reason why it's high.
So tell me about your research with synoviae. What kind of projects do you have underway?
Now, we've done a lot of work on vaccination trials in studying the effects of vaccination on shedding and horizontal transmission, because in the early 70s, the vaccine showed to contribute to a reduction in clinical symptoms, reduction in production losses. But a few decades later, it was shown that also the Mycoplasma vaccines could contribute to the reduction of shedding of the field strain and horizontal transmission. So it's also an important issues for the control of Mycoplasma within a flock and to control the infection pressures. And that kind of studies we have done and tried to quantify how much the vaccination contributes to the reduction of the shedding. Is it significant? And how does it, and also to quantify the reduction of the horizontal transmission.
And you mentioned there being a lot of different strains of synoviae. Do you get good cross-protection with the vaccines, or is there a constant need for new types of vaccines to be introduced to a flock?
We know that there is a protection against the eggshell apex abnormality, and in studies it's also shown that it's giving less lesions in the respiratory tract. But there are not much information experimentally whether there are cross protections between the different pathogenic strains for the different variant strains.
Well, it sounds like this is one that we're going to have to keep a close eye on, and I know the industry appreciates all the work that you're doing to try to keep this out of our flocks. We've been talking to Annika Faberway of GD Animal Health in the Netherlands. Again, thank you so much for coming by.